Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. and ordered federal assistance to complement the local response ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The FBI in an internal memo Monday believes more civil unrest is pending in D.C. and state capitals nationwide. Washington State Democrat Representative Primala Jayapal tests positive for COVID-19 after sheltering in the crowded Capitol room during the lockdown on the 6th. On Monday, she said, "Too many Republicans have refused to take this pandemic and virus seriously, and in doing so, they've endangered everyone around them." End quote. Earlier Monday, New Jersey Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman announced her positive diagnosis. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said Monday that he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement, he said, "Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been to not move forward with the award." USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The State Department announced U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Brussels this week for meetings with NATO officials. Pompeo will highlight the enduring importance of the transatlantic partnership in safeguarding the transatlantic community and reaffirm the strength of the bilateral relationship between the United States and Belgium. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let's get the latest information on impeachment articles against President Trump. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up that article on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After months of strict lockdowns in New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state must reopen the economy.
We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
Critics of Cuomo's change in policy are asking what changed. Alabama Crimson Tide football team now claims 18 national championships, including titles in 1925, 26, 30, 34, and 41. That's well before legendary Alabama head coach Bear Bryant took over. Alabama beat Ohio State Monday 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, it seems like our worst nightmare is coming true. The cancel culture now has been fully acknowledged and weaponized, and they are coming after our free speech like never before. The threats of lawsuits. I mean, it's not enough to be canceled, but now organizations are being targeted for lawsuits because that's the way the left works in our country. We've seen this, so no big surprise. You will do what they tell you to do. If not, there is a price to be extracted. And right now, in the crosshairs of this weaponized left, including the established media and the cancel culture, is everything that has to do with free speech. And speaking of said establishment media, they have been insisting without any true investigative reporting that everything that had to do with the storming of the Bastille is Trump's fault. 100%, no exceptions, and let's pigpile at it and let's talk about impeachment when there are just days remaining to this president's administration and the inauguration of the 46th president, Joe Biden. With us right now is Larry Klayman. He is the author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, also the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch and current chair of Freedom Watch. Larry, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we've had you on. I always appreciate it. I mean, ever since, I think the first time we met in Los Angeles when you'd stopped by one of the radio stations that I was running at the time, and I said, I was just so impressed with, the trajectory, the ideas that you shared with us. And I said, man, you know, we just have to get behind and support your efforts. So you're always welcome on the show, and great to have you here, sir.
Thanks, Bill. It's my honor. Thank you.
Okay, so break it down. The people came to Washington, and this wasn't the first time. I mean, this was like, I think, the third of these huge rallies, that came and descended on Washington, D.C. And, at no time were there helmets, were there anything that was associated with the things that we saw demonstrated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter in previous riots, including there in D.C., but suddenly now the media, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, have found it very convenient to pin the tail on one Donald Trump. What's your assessment?
Well, that's right. That should not be the focus. And we've got to go back to what I wrote about in my recent book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, which dedicated to Thomas Jefferson, who said that when the legal system breaks down, and he was focusing on federal judges in particular who were unelected, unaccountable to the people. Same is true of bar associations, of entire legal culture, that every 20 years or so, this would provoke another violent revolt. And he said, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the Tree of Liberty? He didn't want violence, and neither do I.
Right.
But we're at the point when the American people see that they don't have a legal system and they don't have a government that represents them, that they've reached the point of no end. And consequently, what occurred in Washington, D.C. was not an insurrection. Mm. Okay, it was a frustration.
Yes.
People were taking it out in the only way that they thought they could do it, because they saw that the courts, including Trump's judges, he appointed judges that were recommended to him by Republican establishment lobbyists, his own Supreme Court justices, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, stabbed him in the back. That was a really good case that the Attorney General of Texas brought. And they felt they had no option but to resort to that kind of a demonstration. Now, the bottom line is this, too, is that it was not terribly violent. Yes, some people died, and that's bad. And I don't advocate violence. I don't advocate anything like that. But the reality is I just saw a bunch of broken windows, essentially. And what's going to happen in the future is going to be much worse if this government does not start to be responsive to the American people. Now, as far as this, you know, insurrection, we don't have an insurrection. We have an inquisition. The left now is seeking to extinguish not just free speech, but they basically want to see us figuratively and actually dead. And they're using every means that they can do that. And they're getting a free pass to do it because the Republican Party, the establishment Republican Party, has fled the ship of state.
Yes.
They are now throwing in the towel. Fox News has thrown in the towel. You know, two-thirds of what you see on Fox News is trashing Trump right now, claiming that there never was a fraudulent election. We know there was. There clearly was. And so the left has a free rein to destroy anybody that gets in their path. And they're even using bar associations. Yesterday, the New York Bar announced that it's going to seek to disbar Rudy Giuliani for defending the president. The D.C. Bar is implicated in attempting to disbar Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. I myself have been fighting the D.C. Bar for years. They even have communists on their hearing committees, believe it or not. Michael Tiger,
right?
You know, who's the father of John Tiger, who enjoined Trump's immigration policies, an avowed communist who was fired by William Brennan as a law clerk, who was very close to Fidel Castro. This is what we're dealing with right now. It's a total takeover by the left, and the Republican Party is running for the exits.
Well, we have been sharing with our experts, including Trevor Loudon, who you probably know, for over 10 years about the intrusion on our whole system of governance, education, entertainment, the whole enchilada here of these democratic socialists. I mean, he even flat out said that these elected officials couldn't even pass a security test or qualifications to become a dog catcher in D.C. I mean, this is how bad it is. And, you know, we are so corrupt from the inside out, Larry. This is why, I've been saying for the last couple of days, my takeaway out of all this is that we need to acknowledge that the political system is not serving at least 50% of America, and even those that think that they're being served by the political system, how well is that working out? Because all it has accomplished is to divide us all the more, and that we need to abandon our association affiliation for the moment, at least, with the Republican, the Democrats, or any independent organization, and realize it's all about America. It's all about our U.S. Constitution. That is the first principle that glues us and brings us together, is that we say, above everything else, we are Americans. This is why people died. Over 1 million people have given up their lives. My father, World War II veteran, 3 of his sons were involved in Vietnam. So we have blood in the game. We have skin in the game here. But we have to remember for what reason that we invested that skin in our very lives. Is that fair?
No, you're right, Bill. And this is, you know, what our forefathers fought a revolution for. Let me paraphrase the Declaration of Independence in the beginning. When in the course of human events, the sovereign, the so-called government, no longer represents the interests of we the people, under the laws of nature and nature's God, we have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. That is what our Declaration of Independence said. We are at the point right now where our so-called government has been taken over by ultra-leftists.
We got to pick it up from there. We've got to go to break, Larry Klayman. More from him
after
this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hey, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in our conversation with Larry Klayman, the founder, former chairman of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch, continues. Larry, when you were bringing back to mind our Declaration of Independence, it's clear that this is the moment in time that America finds itself. And it's up to America a united America to realize that, look at, we're fighting some, you know, some heavy prevailing forces that have been well established. This is the enemy within. And when I'm talking about the enemy, I'm talking about the enemy to everything that promotes liberty. They may say it's about freedom and the Constitution, but like we've learned in the Bible, you can't trust their words, but you can trust their fruit. Look at the fruit of the tree that they are, and I should say trees, that they have been harvesting. It is not consistent with a free and fair America, is it? Larry, did we lose you?
Society.
Okay.
And we now are at the point where it's going into stage four.
Mm-hmm.
And what I suggest in my book, It Takes a Revolution, is the use of citizens' grand juries. Justice Scalia back in 1992, in a majority opinion, United States versus Williams, said the grand jury belongs to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring back law and order, the rule of law, respect for the Constitution. So we, the American people, like Wyatt Earp, have the right to enforce our own legal system and to do it peacefully and legally. And last year, I indicted Robert Mueller with the testimony of Dr. Jerome Corsi, who they attempted to get to suborn perjury to implicate President Trump in crimes.
Right.
We intend to commission a grand jury with regard to Joe Biden's tremendous bribery scheme with China, Ukraine, and Russia in the next month or so. We'll be doing that. But even more important than that, we're going to be calling at Freedom Watch a Third Continental Congress. I want to do it in Philadelphia in front of Independence Hall at the Visitor Center.
How is this different than the Convention of the States? Is this the same thing, or is this different than Convention
of
the States?
Yes, it is. There were two Continental Congresses that led to our Declaration of Independence that occurred in the second Continental Congress in Philadelphia at Independence Hall. Symbolically, I want to do it there, and I want to bring in experts because we need, in my view, given the fact that our government has been taken over illegally with a fraudulent election by socialists and communists, radicals of all religions, colors, creeds, we need, frankly, to form a new government. And this is what de Gaulle did in World War II when the Nazis took over France.
Yes.
He formed a real French government and ran it from London. Now, we have the right to do that. And if they want to come and get us, let them do it. But this is what our founding fathers did. Look, we don't have a legal system, Bill, anymore. We saw what happened, you know, in the last several months. We don't have a government that represents the people anymore. Now it's an inquisition, whether it's social media, leftists and social media, whether it's corporations, you know, right down the line, the sports teams, I mean,
yes.
Everything has been corrupted by the socialist communist push to take the country over. So what choice do we have but to bring experts together to seek to form a new government? And I think we have to do that. And let's put it right at Independence Hall, where it was in the beginning with, you know, nominate a president, hold elections for Congress. This sounds way out. I know it sounds way out, but you know what? We don't have a government anymore. I'm sorry. It's against the people. And that's why they rose up last week in Washington, D.C. That's just the beginning.
Yes.
That's just the beginning. It wasn't just Antifa people.
Right.
It was people who had reached the point where they had nothing to lose, like the song, Janis Joplin, Bobby McGee. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. That's where we are right now.
Exactly. Well, it is all about liberty, and as you say, this is a culmination of decades of abuse and corruption that has taken place. I mean, the whole voter fraud can has been kicked up repeatedly up the road for decades. In fact, it was interesting how casual people spoke about the voter fraud that took place in 1960, Larry Klayman. I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, and everybody knows about Chicago, knows about the corruption. My good friend down in Broward County here in Florida says to me, Bill, in Chicago, he says, you know, they would say the count was over. And we say, nope, until we get the cemetery count, it's not over.
Well, that's right. Look, we have a fraudulent election. We know it is. Everybody knows that. And, you know, what happened in Congress when Pence refused to even send the matter back to the states. He wasn't being asked to overturn an election.
Mm-hmm.
He was being asked to send it back, you know, for an investigation or certification. And that was a dog and pony show that the Republican senators were putting on to take the monkey off their back. The Republican Party is dead. It's non-existent currently. And there'll be new political parties that arise in its ashes. The Democrats are totally in control, and they want us destroyed, and they want us dead. And it's not too distant future, Bill. They're going to be on your lawn and my lawn and everybody's lawn saying, turn over the keys to your house and your car. It belongs to us. And dividing everything up, and there'll be nothing left. And then these leftist groups who have little in common between themselves will start fighting with each other. The country will come completely unglued.
Yeah, it was interesting going into this, Larry, because of what the Democratic platform was and how nebulous it was, and the response that they were, you know, discovering even in their primaries. I said, man, this is a party that's heading to a demise. I don't see how they're sustained. And I had, in a sense, maybe wrongfully or maybe prematurely, suggested the total collapse of the Democratic Party. And it's ironic, you know, that here it is, the Republican Party is the one that's collapsing. So it goes to prove your earlier point, and that is that if the foundation itself is weak, then it will crumble. And I asked one of the questions yesterday to the audience. I said, you know, WWND, what would Nancy do if this was her president? What would the Democratic Party do? And what they have been is very consistent in rallying the forces, circling the wagons. They'd have done everything they could to protect their standard bearer. The Republicans have just blown it all up. And it's like they're on a tightrope, and somebody says, well, should we put a safety net? No, we don't need a safety net. I mean, they want to, when they crash and burn, they want to make sure they hit the cement as hard as possible.
They're in a crouch position saying, don't hurt me. We give up. We're throwing in the towel. And Fox News is leading the charge.
Right.
You know, even the primetime hosts are leading the charge. In my book, It Takes a Revolution, I hope people will get it and read it. I'm not really going to make money off it. But this is the experience of 43 years fighting the deep state in the trenches as to what I've seen. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I've predicted everything so far. Mm-hmm. And in that book, I have solutions on how we can peacefully and legally reclaim this country. And I hope that before people read it, you can get it at Amazon.com, all the major booksellers, FreedomWatchUSA.org, with a contribution of $50 or more. I'll send it to you for free. But read the Declaration of Independence before you read that, because this is what it's tailored on. And we don't have a Republican Party in any manner, shape, or form that will stand up for conservatives, people of faith, and others who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers. It's dead. Just watch Fox News. You'll see how dead it is.
Yeah,
They're running for the exits.
It's heartbreaking, Larry. And Larry, I'm glad that you're reminding everybody to read the Declaration of Independence. This is something that we do with regularity on this show. Is again, you know, if nothing else, in key events, whether it's 4th of July, whatever, anytime possible, you want to bring out the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution. Read it at the dinner table. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends, because we need to regain our familiarity, or any kind of familiarity, with these important documents, and then you'll realize why people, even by instinct, Larry, even by instinct, they know what's happening in our country is not right, and it is rather corrupt, isn't it?
Yes, it's totally corrupt, and I say that in the book. I go through all three branches of government historically, that essentially we have no government. It's working against us. It's not for us. It's not fine for the people.
Larry, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, my email, give me your thoughts at leclayman@gmail.com. You can go to freedomwatchusa.org. And I like to get people's thoughts on my book, so I hope that they will get it. It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. By the way, the subtitle is Turn Off Fox News.
When you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%, you'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero, zip, zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25%. With a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. and ordered federal assistance to complement the local response ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The FBI in an internal memo Monday believes more civil unrest is pending in D.C. and state capitals nationwide. Washington State Democrat Representative Primala Jayapal tests positive for COVID-19 after sheltering in the crowded Capitol room during the lockdown on the 6th. On Monday, she said, "Too many Republicans have refused to take this pandemic and virus seriously, and in doing so, they've endangered everyone around them." End quote. Earlier Monday, New Jersey Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman announced her positive diagnosis. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said Monday that he will not accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement, he said, "Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been to not move forward with the award." USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. You know, with all that's been, going on with COVID and, you know, our kids, it's tough to keep them occupied. And parents are having to become more creative than they even thought possible. I mean, well, you know, maintaining jobs in many cases out of their own homes. Well, Dara Torres is with us, 12-time Olympic medalist, and she's got some great fun ways for families to unlock their superpowers. Dara, welcome back. Good to have you with us. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Bill. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, to the world, you're known as this 12-time Olympic medalist swimmer, but to your daughter, your mom. And your daughter looks to you for counsel and guidance and ideas to keep her busy on the right track, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you want to keep your kids physically and mentally active during these winter months. And also, you know, during COVID, a lot of states have shut down and children are doing online schooling. And, you know they're kind of going nuts and need some kind of outlet. And so there's a new app that just came out to the U.S. called Elanation, E-L-A-N-A-T-I-O-N. And it's your number one health and fitness app for kids. And Wow. It's such a cool app because there are over 1,000 skills taught by world-class athletes, coaches, yogis, and chefs for kids. And the kids love it because they can earn points and medals for learning and trying new skills. And it's also very safe. So there's no chat, so you can't be bullied or anything like that. And the kids really inspire each other by sharing their progress with friends and family. And they have about 26 different sports. There's everything from dance and yoga and basketball, soccer, gymnastics, and they're adding sports every month. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is, so the kids go on this app and they learn their lessons, and then they're prompted to put their devices down and try the new skill. So it's really good because it gets kids active, and you know how important it is mm-hmm. to keep kids active, especially when you're stuck at home for so long.
Exactly. Dara, what a great idea. LaNation, is it the website? What is the website to go to?
So it's LaNation.com, and mm-hmm. it's only $49.99 a year, and that's wow. about 13 cents a day, and you can have up to 4 children's accounts on 1 account per family. And, you know, you have a free day, 7-day trial, and you can also download the app on Apple or on Google Play. But I think if you just go to LaNation.com, it'll just pop up and you'll see it's very easy to use, which for me, I can barely turn a computer on, and I got on there and it was super simple and it was a lot of fun. And I actually went on and did the dance a little bit because I do TikToks and my daughter's mortified about the way I dance. So I had to try to get some dance skills on there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you think about it, to have this kind of coaching, the breadth of coaches that are available for $49 a year, are you kidding me? I mean, what value
yeah.
here, you know, that we're talking about, Dara?
Great athletes and instructors. You have, like, DJ Divini. He's the number one freestyle soccer player in the U.S. You have Nikki Croker, a Broadway dancer. Alexandra Karai, number one all-around rhythmic gymnastics. You have DJ Sackman, an NBA skills coach and world-renowned basketball coach. That's just name a few. So they really have done a great job. It's not just some, like, person out there trying to tell your kid what to do. These are people who are very skilled in each sport that can help your child and inspires them knowing that they have world-class athlete or coach out there helping them.
Dara, you and I grew up in athletic families, and we realized just in practical application experience how important and significant, you know, staying active and the athletic experience is all about. Some of this has gotten lost in translation. I remember when I was in college, there was a move to remove physical education from the curriculum, which I thought was ridiculous because I didn't think that served people's best interest.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. I mean, just from someone who has been in sports their whole entire life, I see what it's done for me. And I know that when I was in college and I took a little time off from sports, my grades started to decline. I was just not the same person. I was kind of bummed and depressed. And so, you know, sports has always been a huge part of my life. And one of the things that my mother taught me was don't just do one thing. Try a lot of different things and see what sticks and see what you like. And even when I was training for my first Olympic Games, I was playing volleyball in high school and basketball. And even when I was in college, I played volleyball. And so I think it's very important to not just do one thing, to add other things too. And that's the great thing about this LaNation app is there's so many different sports on there.
Exactly.
And this really tries to target kids from about 6 to 15. So it gives kids a chance to really see what they like to do or what they excel at or what they love doing most on this app. And it's almost like an easy thing for as a parent mm-hmm. to know that you have this and you don't have to make the decision for your kid. The kids can figure it out themselves on the app.
Mm-hmm. Dara, as you were saying, you and I are already prone to this. I mean, this is an easy adjustment for us. But what about those families whose kids are just, you know, they're just stuck on screens. Their screen time is extraordinary. And to get them off the couch and get them moving is, you know, a big time hassle. What do you say to those parents and those moms that, you know, have a difficult child that doesn't want to get up and get moving?
Look, I have that child. My 14-year-old, it's like a struggle every day to get her out of her room. And, I mean, she loves playing lacrosse, but it's not easy. And it's a struggle for most parents, you know, in an evolving digital world. And the great thing is this LaNation app is an example for healthy screen time for your child because it gets your kids physically and mentally active. And that's what we're trying to get out there is you know, if the kids see something that's fun to do on the screen, you know, you're almost kind of tricking them like, oh, yeah, here's a device, you know, mm-hmm. let's try this together or whatever. But yet it's a very healthy app to have on your screen that your kids will love and you'll feel great about your kids doing it.
Yeah, while you're on screen, why don't you check this out? I mean, you've already got it opened
yeah,
up. See if there's something there that could be a lot of fun,
yeah.
right? And I think even like the ones, like you say, that you can do with your children, even though they may want to point fingers and laugh at you. I know I go through the same thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great family app, but, you know, the goal is even if you're doing it as a family, is just to get your kids into it. And once they try it and learn the skills and learn they can win medals and points, they'll really, really get into it.
Well, Darren, not everyone is going to grow up to be an Olympic athlete, even those that may have aspirations to do so. I mean, you represent the top 1% of the 1%, you know, with what you've experienced. And what is the key takeaway for you in your Olympic career and all that you've experienced in life that you can share with us?
It's just to make sure you're enjoying what you're doing. When that love goes away for what you're doing, that makes it difficult to keep doing it. And so it's like I said a little bit earlier, is you want to mix things up in your life, whether it's sports or anything else you're doing, so you don't get bored and plateau.
Well, Dara Torres is the most decorated U.S. female Olympic athlete of all time, New York Times bestselling author, fitness advocate, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, and mother, started her career on the international stage by breaking her first world record at the age of 15. You know, when you look back, it just must be amazing, you know, what you've been able to achieve. And as you say, it takes a team. I mean, you had your mother encouraging you, your family, your coaches. You don't do this by yourself, do you?
No, you really don't. It definitely helps to have encouragement and support. I think that's very important in life. No matter what you're doing, is to have the support and your friends and family by your side.
Well, Dara, again, we thank you for the advice. I know moms are going to be excited and families to have something as powerful as Elination is providing, you know, for our kids. Again, remind everybody what's involved in Elination and how they can, you know, connect.
Okay, so you can go to elination.com to find out more information about it. You can either download the app on the website, or you can go to the Apple Store or Google Play. And what I would recommend also is maybe just try a free day, seven-day trial. If you're a little bit on the fence and not know what it's about, trust me, you guys will fall in love with it. It's awesome for the kids.
Well, this is great. Dara, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations on a brilliant career and surviving a 16-year-old so far.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You take care. Olympic medalist, mother, and author Dara Torres right here on Bill Martinez.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Despite being the second most common blood cancer, responsible for nearly 13,000 American deaths annually, multiple myeloma is considered a rare disease. Multiple myeloma develops in the bone marrow, where normal blood cells grow and plasma cells are made to help fight infection. It crowds these cells and produces an abnormal antibody known as M-protein, which can cause tumors, impair the immune system, and more. Multiple myeloma is a relapsing, remitting cancer, meaning the disease is likely to return even if a patient had initially responded to therapy. Each patient's treatment journey is unique. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma can be manageable for many patients. Victoria Akins has been living with the disease since 2014.
I tried to be tough when my multiple myeloma started to take a physical toll, but it was hard to accept my new limitations after being so independent and active all my life. I am, though, grateful I received an early diagnosis and that my care team really helped me manage my symptoms. I know that while multiple myeloma is a chronic disease, there are treatment options every step of the way, and I have a great team to guide me. I am glad my life is getting back to a routine that I'm more familiar with.
Multiple myeloma can impair immune function, so it's important to note the potential risk of COVID-19 and stay safe. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You've been my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, he's one of our few guests that comes with his own personalized theme song in the background. You can call me Al. Of course, we're talking about Al Parada, managing editor of The Stream. You can go to stream.org to be in the flow of the know, as we like to say. Hey, Mr. Al, happy new year to you, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. I'm amongst the Twitter suspended, so I'm proud. I mean, my wife was suspended the other day, and I was like, yes. I'm jealous. And now I'm, so yay.
So, now there can be peace in the Middle East now that everything that's conservative, walk talks conservative, you know, we're being marginalized, edited out of the whole process because it is the prevailing forces of the left. That are large and in charge at the people's expense.
Yeah, and there's just something good, but it's still kind of good for the ego to know I'm more of a danger to the Democrats than the Ayatollah. A comedy writer is more dangerous than the Ayatollah.
Yes.
It's just, yeah. We're in an absurd, I mean, you have to laugh a little bit. I mean, it's scary, but it's absurd.
It is, and there's no question. I mean, levity goes a long way, but it also cannot go and command and take over in such a way that when it comes time to, you know, push back against the insanity, that we're not there to be counted amongst the number that still believe in the U.S. Constitution, even though those on the left, I mean, it's kind of rich, isn't it, that they talk about supporting the Constitution, but yet they propose things that are so unconstitutional.
Oh, man. What they do, they're treating the Constitution like toilet paper, and that's the horror. That's the real horror.
Well, you think here it is, a document that over a million people have died for, you know, and people even to this day are dying for, and they treat it with such disrespect and dishonor the memory of those in our rich history that, gave it all for liberty. And here we are trampling on this. This is really disgusting, isn't it, Al?
Yeah. I mean, and what I don't get, and you're smarter than me, what are we doing? We're saying a bunch of people, the Democrats and Big Tech conspired to steal the election. And what is their response? The Democrats and Big Tech conspire to steal our voices.
Yes.
It's like, okay, well, are you not just confirming kind of what we were saying?
Right.
Wouldn't you have been better off just letting us whine and moan and bitch?
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing. See, you always look at the response, right? Yeah. The response is quite revealing, you know, when these things happen. I mean, you would think if you want to unite, as Joe Biden says, wants to unite the country, you would think Nancy Pelosi et al. And certainly the incoming president would support an audit of this election.
Yeah.
To, you know, to clarify it. Because if you're so sure that you won, I mean, after all, what is there, something like 7-8 million votes separating Joe Biden from Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You know, if you're so sure about it, why can't it handle a test?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's not my original idea, but I keep repeating it until I got booted off Twitter, that the presidential elections should at least be given the same respect as a controversial call or a touchdown in the last 2 minutes of a football game.
Exactly.
And they do the instant replays, and they do the slow motions from all different angles. It's not that and I think, and I can only speak for myself, but I think I speak for a lot of millions of people, that if you could show us that the minion machines were legit and that the counts were legit and everything was fine, We'd accept Joe Biden, you know, and give our prayers for a successful presidency.
Right.
But the fact is we keep being told to shut up and go away, deplorable, just adds to the tension, adds to the frustration, adds to the, you know,
well, of course,
overall race of the country.
And after an inordinate and extraordinary summer of love that we went through, where you had such a small percentage of people, I mean, less than, you know, maybe 2% of the country supports Black Lives Matter and Antifa and their ideals. But yet, look what they did. They burned down cities. They destroyed jobs. They killed people. And nothing is said. I mean, including, you know, D.C. at Lafayette Square there at Lafayette Park, and almost burning down the church and the destruction that they wreaked on D.C. Now you have conservatives who have come, and it's not that they're, you know, I believe, of course, they don't want to address this. They don't want to address the makeup of the mob. They are assured, even some Republicans have said, it was 99% of, you know, 99% you know, Trump supporters that stormed the Bastille. Well, I don't know that, because I see other people there in the video that were wearing helmets hang ties or, you know, to, I guess, to handcuff and restrain people, you know, the zip ties. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. The last time and the many times that I saw a Trump rally, I didn't see anybody wearing helmets. I didn't see anybody coming in with ropes or, you know, things on their knees, you know, some braces or support, you know, for their knees, you know, for, you know, leaning down or something, you know, like what you would wear if you were laying down carpet, I guess. But there was none of that. But yet at this, they showed up. But like I said, even some Republicans are assured that, you know, it was all Trump's people.
Yeah. Well, that's what's kind of weird, because I think the New York Times this morning, in their little timeline, was saying that the people were gathering while Trump was still speaking. The people who were there who initiated that stuff weren't the people at the rally. You've been to D.C., I'm sure,
yes.
Right?
You know? Exactly.
Where Trump was versus where the Capitol is, that's a long way. So you're telling me that Trump somehow incited these people when they were already at the Capitol?
Yeah.
I mean, it's lunacy. And again, you have people, and you've seen the videos of people that say, well, as trouble was starting, the, you know, MAGA people would try to pull people away from trying to break the windows. And, and you're hearing people say, they're not Trump people. And you've heard this from people who are there. I've run into somebody in Waco. I know these weren't the normal MAGA people. You know the MAGA people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right? And here's the thing. I asked, I'm in Texas. I don't know what's going on in D.C. I said, was there anything else in D.C. messed with?
Yeah.
And I'm being told, no. Mm. And I'm like, so basically, this riot you're talking about from MAGA supporters is the only riot in the history of the world that left the city cleaner than when they found it.
And that's what happens with the MAGA people. People are conservative whenever they hold rallies and that. They clean up after themselves, but not Black Lives Matter. It's a big mess. I thought it was interesting, too, when you were watching people walking through Statuary, Hall there. You know, if it had been truly, infused with, if it was all Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they'd have been pulling down those statues. There'd have been destruction to no end. Yes, we saw some destruction in some of the offices and that sort of thing. And, what have we got, five, six casualties as a result. Even, you know, the Air Force veteran, the woman that died there, you know, they said initially, they said, well, she was just standing by a doorway. Well, you see the footage, she's walking through a broken window and, you know, stepping up on the frame when she was taken out. The other reports, and also they're seen on the videos where you have Capitol Police kind of ushering in the people. So that's odd. I mean, here it is after 9/11 and all the money that was invested for Capitol security. We have no security. I mean, like all of a sudden, the what did they hire? The sheriff down in southern Florida that, you know, resigned his job there after not watching after the kids there at the high school. And they hired him there to be part of the Capitol Police. I mean, it seemed like the same kind of mentality. They weren't there to defend.
Well, it's interesting because if you remember during the Kavanaugh hearings, that those people who were like rampaging through the halls, chasing senators down the hall, screaming at them, and all this kind of nonsense.
Right.
I mean, it's weird. You have to separate. Okay, what is like the legitimate protests and the folks who came in, who because the doors were opened, went through the doors.
Right.
You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
And were just milling around, taking selfies, and just there.
Right.
Then you have to separate out the people who were doing something a little bit more across the line, and then you have to separate the people who are violent and doing things that are just way so far over the line.
Yes.
So those are, you know, those folks have to be prosecuted. And the difference, mm-hmm. of course, is that Donald Trump isn't bailing out the rioters who are burning and looting and things like that, unlike the Biden exactly. campaign and
right.
Harris, you know,
paying for their expenses and things like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be telling you're exactly right, Al, is that we can tell after everything is all said and done how serious they are about it. But it seems to be that if it was a Trump supporter, you're not pass and go. You're going straight to jail if you truly are a Trump supporter. But if you happen to be associated with Antifa or Black Lives Matter, all you have to say is like the one guy who got arrested. He says, yeah, I was just there to observe.
Yeah.
You know, like professional writing, you know, we need to have observers now to take lessons and take notes of how to conduct a riot.
But that's not what his website was saying or Facebook
right.
was
no.
saying.
It's yeah,
more about
exactly.
a rally. It was more about a protest. So, you know, it's again, go back to the summer attack in D.C. They were trying to breach the perimeter of the White House, but the White mm-hmm. House has incredible security. They weren't able to do it. You think they would have gone in nice and taken selfies and walked through the garden and meditated
right.
on the beauty of democracy? No, they would have wrecked the place, but they couldn't get through. But they did burn other buildings, they destroyed the Church of the President, and they
right.
wrecked the city. And these are people who don't like America, or anti-America,
yeah.
who want to overthrow this system.
Right. And, of course, the city blesses them with a Black Lives Matter emblem and painting on the road leading to the White House, right?
Yes. Exactly.
And that's special.
So I cannot take what these Democrats seriously.
Well, again, if we're going to be united, it's going to be because we realize that above anything else, and of course, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're a segment up to them, you know, of and in themselves that represent about maybe one, less than 2% of America. So you got to set them aside. You truly have to cancel them and set them aside and look at everybody else. And I've been saying it's not about being a Republican or Democrat. It's about realizing that we're all Americans. And if we're going to preserve this republic, we need to come together united as one against these prevailing forces. Al Parada from thestream.org. That's where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Al. Happy
Thank
New Year.
You.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
When I was a